water as the choir sings. We ask that you would be standing your feet. We pray for that individual who is coming to a moment of decision. All of the meetings, all of the preaching, all the singing is about this moment of decision. Making a decision for the national is something that we do on purpose. With everyone. No church can get you anywhere. We say join, we're asking you to join Christ. You realize that you are a sinner saved by His grace. With everyone. Everyone will be resurrected. Will you wait for Him to save your village?
You're bigger than the human world. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than things. Oh, don't tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than things. Bigger than the things that would tear me apart. For I know you're great in all the earth. For I know you're great in all the earth. You're the earth. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the things, bigger than the things that will tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, bigger than the things that will tear me apart. For I know.
Stop it! his patience through trial.
Amen.
Maybe you could be praying wrong. A lot of times we pray amiss. Bible says that the only way that I've seen that we can get patience. And patience is good. It's something good to have. But he says that it comes to the trial. So we'll get those of you may not know, Mary had knee replacement. One knee, she said, she had a short recovery time. What we do know is something else that I was going to get to probably in another sermon. But a little fast forward, let you know. He said that some things only come through fasting and prayer.
Amen. Amen.
So, if you remember the caption of the story where there was this person that needed healing, and they said, Jesus, your disciples, you know, they couldn't do it, and the disciples didn't even know why. Jesus said out of his own mouth, with his own lips, he said, these kind only come through fasting and prayer. So, that lets us know that some things are harder than others. Let me ask you a question. Have you fasted? I would institute fasting and your regimen. God's presence, one of the ways to particularly get God in your life, prompt you to very quickly, is that you set aside. Listen to what fasting is. Fasting, some people have cut off. You ain't going to be blessed by this, but those of you who are listening to it. Fasting, what you're doing when you fast, and the best way to fast is not set aside, I'm not going to look at TV. No, it's food.
Amen.
Let me tell you why it's food. Food sustains life. You remember, it's all biblical based. You remember when Jesus was being tempted by the devil?
Amen.
And the devil, you know, after 40 days, and I don't know about y'all, after one day, it seemed like I'm about to die. This man fasted for 40 days. So you know he was a hunger, as the Bible says. And the first thing that the devil tempted him with was, he said, turn these rocks
bread.
Tempted him with working a miracle, but making food. The reason that fasting is so dear to God is that you set aside that which sustains life. Food sustains life. You're telling God that what I want is so important to me that I'm willing to die for it. Did you know that's what you're saying to God? When you fast, you're saying, I'm going to set aside that which sustains life. And you're right in the will of God, because Jesus told the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. What he's saying is that there's going to be circumstances in your life that fasting, doing without the food, is going to be better than the food. Alright? So I was thinking, and this comes with a caveat that you're certain with your doctor that you can't go without food. A lot of y'all take medicine. I understand that, but there are ways to work around that. Alright? So, I would say, institute fasting. Don't ever pray for patience. You're going to get enough of that in life. For trying. We're asking God for patience. You're asking God trying. Alright? And God is going to put enough trial in your life where you can gain the right amount of patience. That's why we have trouble. Because it establishes patience. But I think one of the gospel writers says, but let patience have a good work. So what that means is don't worry about getting patience. You're going to be giving patience for trial. In itself, to be teaching you patience. So I would suggest that you pray not for patience, but you pray for strength.
Amen.
That God not move the mountain, but that he gives you strength to climb it. Because in the trial of analysis, what you're trying to do is get over. You're trying to get over the obstacle. You're trying to go through the obstacle. And so I would suggest fasting, supplication. Supplication is repeatedly begging God. Now, the best time to beg God is when it has bothered you so much that you're at the point of tears. When you're at the point of tears, you're going to pray fervently. The Bible says, I'll give you all this description. He says that the fervent prayers, not just the prayers, but the fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. What it's saying is, when your heart is empty, go in with a lackluster and you're really not in it, you're just going through the motions, he doesn't answer those as effectually as he does. When you are hurting, that's the best time to pray. When you have come to your last time, see, I was on my knees in 1989 with epilepsy, facing brain surgery, out of work, with a wife and child. I was desperate. I was on my knees begging God, oh God, just let me contribute financially to my family. Give me a job. And I have been working ever since. My suggestion to you is to know that God sees you, that he knows what you're going through, but know that you need to go through it. But the thing is, you will go through it. The best limit in the Bible that I know is, it doesn't say that there's so many words, it says this too shall pass. If it's good, you better enjoy it because it's not going to last. If it's bad, you better rejoice because that's not going to last either. So this is not going to last. It seems like it will, but it won't. That's the good time to pray. That's when you pray. The thing is, if God puts it in, if he brings you to it, he will give you grace. You think you can't, but you can't. Because he won't put no more on you than you can bear. And if he gives it to you, like I said, if you're praying the most and you're crying the most, that's the time to pray. Maybe you're asking him to take us away. All right? But you're also going with the caveat that if he doesn't, I'm going to still serve. And pray. Right hands. Yes.
A lot of people claiming to be
prophets, he told them the way that you can distinguish the real prophets from the fakes is that what they prophesied is not true. So note this, that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows what you're going through, and you're going through it, and you're going through it for a reason. Ask him to reveal it to you without what they're trying to teach you, because it's not the pain. The pain is just the vehicle to get you where God is trying to get you. Alright? It's not pain. The pain is the vehicle. Sometimes it's just to get you to pray. Sometimes it's to give us the fast. Ask God what he's trying to reveal to you. To open your eyes to receive it and embrace it and move on. And know that's okay. So walk in that expectancy. If you would bow your heads with me, and everybody knows the words of prayer, with your right hand, you would just point toward the circle. Our God and our Father, we. This is a time of prayer. And Father, this is a time of prayer, and we're in thy house of prayer. Now, Father, a few of your servants have some special requests. You know what they are. You know who they are. Right now, God, with your eye mercy, look upon this servant. Look not only, Father, to those who stand, but to those who sit, to those who are in need of a touch right now. And we as believers know, God, that you hear our prayer. With our right hand, Father, the hand of authority, we are pointing to these, your people. And we're asking you now, God, to release your Shekinah glory in the name of Jesus, God. Do it in such a fashion, God, that whatever they are dealing with, Father, press it right now. Your word has declared, God, that whatever we will bind on earth, it will also be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will also be loose in heaven. Right now, God, we loose your Shekinah glory in this place. All these circumstances in these hearts, minds, and even the wheel right now. We come, God. We don't even know how to pray. We don't know what to ask for, but God, we know that you are God. Yes. And beside you, there's no other. We humbly now submit to your will. And Father, we want to pray in agreement with what you have already said. Father, you said that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, help us to just have what it needs while we're hurting, while we're in pain. God, give us what we need to sustain right now. Father, when nobody's around, nobody knows the hurt, the pain that we go through. But you know. Now, God, give strength to endure. Right now, God, give grace that is sufficient to meet every need. Father, some are concerned about 2019. They're concerned about what the doctors might find. Father, even before we get to the physician's office, we ask that you would give them wisdom to know how to treat us. But before we get there, we ask now that you would touch everyone in the service. Father, you know how the body is supposed to work. You made the body. Anything that deviates, God, from your first design, we ask that you would remove it right now. Any growth, God, that shouldn't be there, remove it right now. Send it back in the name of Jesus from where it came from. Do it right now, God. We know that you can. We believe that you can. Father, you heard that the prayer that God gives strikes. We are healed. We're going to walk in that healing right now. We're going to walk in that expectancy. what you saw us do in secret, you want to reward us over there. Now reward these, your servants, Father, with grace, sufficient to meet every need. And we count it done right now. Somebody say it is so.
It is so.
It's so right now. It's so right now. We say it is so right now. We take back the devil that's taken right now, God. We give that Father to help me right now, God. Break that habit right now. Father, we can establish a new habit of praying every day, of reading your word every day, practicing your prayer. Somebody say God conscious.
God conscious.
You're going to be God conscious. We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. And we will walk in the glory of your divine presence, knowing that we are here, knowing that we are delivered. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All the hands are raised, eyes are still closed, ears are bowed, and praise to the Almighty God. Now, God, unto you today, to do abundantly, exceedingly, above that we ask, or that we can even think. We know, God, it's according to the power that is working in us. Continue, God, that working right now in 2019. The glory, Father, any glory belongs to you. The majesty, by the honor, King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Henceforth and forevermore, let the Redeemer of the Lord acknowledge the agreement of his word cleared away by saying amen.
Amen.
Say that again.
Amen.
What's more victory?
Amen.
Thank you.